a mug from the late Attic geometric period. Greek, produced in or around Athens between 750 to 725 BCE. James Logie Memorial Collection, accession number 4.53. This drinking mug is slightly smaller than a standard everyday mug. The upper half of the mug is cylindrical, with a very slightly flared lip. The lower half of the body bulges outwards at the shoulder, then tapers back inwards to sit on a flat base. The mug features one large handle shaped like a swan's neck. This arches upwards from the rim, then curves downwards to rejoin the body at the shoulder. The decoration on the mug is typical of the geometric period. Ornamental bands or sections run horizontally around the exterior, stopping when they meet the handle. All the details are painted in a dark chocolate brown colour that pops brightly against the reserved, creamy natural clay background. The paint is worn and streaky in places and is significantly more faded on one side than the other. At the top of the mug, two painted lines run around the inside of the rim and small strokes are repeatedly marked across the slightly outturned lip. Below the lip, three horizontal lines wrap around the body. Then, around the neck, a band of double-walled triangles march like a row of mountains. Each triangle is filled with a cross-hatched net pattern. Between each triangle floats a single dot. Below this, two more lines encircle the body. Next, around the shoulder runs a band of linked, dot-filled circles, almost like eyeballs staring out at us to unsettling effect. Underneath this, a final set of three lines encircle the belly. The remaining lower part of the body is painted in one solid colour. The outside of the handle features a ladder of short horizontal strokes, interrupted by an X-shaped cross on the curve. This design is typical of the geometric period, which lasted from around 900 to 700 BCE. The period was notable for its simple linear and circular patterns and tightly packed repeating motifs. Mugs such as these would have been used in ancient Greek daily life for serving and consuming liquids. Donated to the James Logie Memorial Collection by its founder, Miss Marion Stephen, this mug is one of the collection's earliest pieces. It is almost a miniature version of another piece in the collection, the geometric tankard, accession number 37.56. Both vessels share a very similar appearance in surface design and colour. Although it is unlikely that these two pieces were originally part of the same set, together they illustrate how artisans would repeat common compositions and popular patterns of the time.